Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBSRadio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight. And we have a fun show planned for you this evening. We're back to our Wednesday clearing profile topic, and we're going to talk about the multipurpose generic seven-generation clearing. We've talked about this on shows before, but we're going to do it a little more in-depth this evening, and we have an exciting new addition or a new twist on how we can use this clearing. So before Ron comes on the show, just got a few little announcements here that we're going to make. So the first one is that, of course, the intensives are starting up again this coming weekend. So that's the 4-hour Ascension Preparation Call. That'll be on Saturday, this coming Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific. That's for 4 hours, and that does include water charging for the whole week. And then the next day, the 14th Sunday, begin the 3 8-hour Sundays. So that'll be the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th, where Ron takes out the alien parasitic life forms that we all have in us, which also will be tying in with a little of what we're going to talk about tonight. So if you guys are not on that call yet and you would like to be, I would highly recommend signing up for that this month. And then listen carefully to what we'll be talking about tonight, because it kind of ties in with this. It's a new way that we can clear ourselves of this alien stuff. So if you have any questions as we're moving through the show tonight, please do send those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, CLS for Creation Lightship, questions, plural, with an S, at yahoo.com. Now, if you would like to call in tonight, we would just like to have callers on the topic that we're talking about tonight, which is the multipurpose generic seven-generational clearing, and we're going to come at this from a couple of different angles. The angle or purpose that this was originally put up for, and then the new one that you can also use this clearing for. This clearing, if you'd like to go and look at it right now and pull up the page that has some text on it, you need to type into the search bar the word multipurpose and then generic, and that'll take you right there. You can click on that. So if you have a situation that you're dealing with, you can call in with that if you feel it might be applying to a generational or DNA situation. So I'm going to give the phone numbers out for the show tonight. So we are, as I said, on Station 1, and there are two numbers. The toll-free U.S. and Canada, these are listed under the play button, 888-627-6008, so 888-627-6008, and then maybe hop down to line 4, and try area code 530-413-5011, 530-513-5011. So you can call in with your questions on the topic that we're on tonight, or you can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, I think I better make sure that you're connected in, and then we'll do the recap of what the multipurpose generic seven-generational clearing was for, and then we'll move on to the new way of using this. So are you there, Ron?
Yep. So here we go, everybody. Let's first do the light beam activation, and then we'll talk about the clearing. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on the monitor screen, a little ways down on the BBS side, or you can go to creationlightship.com and get it there. Here we go. Going to energize the light beam with some male energies tonight. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So the seven-generational clearing, the special one that's up. I want to give the name of it exactly as the way it is on the site there, Carrie.
Yeah, it starts with the word multipurpose. Multipurpose generic clearing or generic seven-generation clearing. Just to search for it, I think the word multipurpose actually gets you there, but multipurpose generic definitely gets you there. So multipurpose generic seven-generation clearing is the name of it. Now, as everybody knows, most of you know, probably all of you, there are a lot of seven generational clearings already on the website. And in the text for this page, there is a big long list of all the ones that exist. And I'll just read a few of those, Ron, because this generic one is not to be used for the ones that exist. So that would be seven generation abduction, addiction, anger. I'm just going to jump around. They're alphabetical, but there's a seven generational for clone bodies living on cloned Earth. There's one for extreme anxiety, your fear body, your feeling body, you know, all those invisible bodies that we have whole life clearings for, that Ron has whole life clearings for. There are the seven generational ones as well. Panic attack, poverty, religious indoctrination, on and on. There are 60 of them, I believe, that Ron has for seven generational clearing. So everything else under the sun, you can use this multi-purpose generic seven generational clearing for. So so Ron, do you want to, that's probably triggered some things that you want to say.
Yeah, so the clearing was initially put up for people who had the special clearing. And maybe you realized that you ended up with an illness that your parents had, and so did your grandparents. Or maybe you're limping now. Maybe you turn 40 and you're limping. You go, wow, what's happening to me? Well, let's see. My grandfather limped, and I was told that his great-grandfather also limped. So now I have this condition. So what do I do about it? There's no limping clearing or something on the website. And so what do I do? Well, that's why you go into the special clearing to clear that from you. That's for this lifetime, to clean out the stuff that got brought up from your DNA, and now you're living with that situation or problem. And then you may say, well, yeah, I feel, you know, better, but now that I know that my, you know, ancestors had it, that means that I should clear it out of them from me, because they put it into me, and it's more activated in me from them. This is the way it works. See, some things are dormant, and it doesn't get activated, but for some reason you have a similar situation as your more recent ancestors. So that's why you would go into that particular clearing, which is the multi-purpose one. Now, what you can do is also go into another clearing that deals with the aliens connecting to you in your DNA, and they're probably dormant or sleeping at this point until they get activated. On the 8-hour calls that we've been doing, almost all of you who have been on them will realize that, even though I may not state this on the call, we all know that we have the Black Widow energies attached to us. We also have the squids, the jellyfish, the octopus, and snakes. So those are the major ones that come into us as energetic life forms. Now, they can also trigger and live with you in your DNA as dormant energies. And so as these things become dormant and then get activated in your DNA, you may want to get rid of that energy also. So that's kind of the way you could use this same clearing. Are you able to say it a little different for the people, Carrie, in case another little twist on it there?
Okay. So, all right. So, well, I'll just sort of try and recap what you were explaining to me earlier, Ron. So let's say, for example, you wake up one day and you're feeling kind of crummy and sad, and maybe you had a recent breakup, so you're experiencing some degree of heartache. Your heart is aching. You're feeling sad. And but maybe it's a couple of months since your breakup, and you're wondering, you know, why you might be feeling it today. So you wake up, and you're feeling this. And so, Ron, what you had explained to me was that oftentimes these situations or emotions can actually be triggered in us by these alien life forms. Now, of course, we have to run into the experience to know, you know, to have it, I guess, be in our bodies. We have to have gone through some heartache to have heartache, or a situation that could potentially trigger heartache. But you were explaining to me that we're not actually made to experience heartache, and it is something outside of ourselves, in this case an alien life form, that is enabling us or making us feel this. So let's say we pick heartache, because that's the one that you and I were talking about earlier. So for this seven generational clearing, and somebody's asking if that is a DNA situation, and yes, all the seven generational clearings are going back, starting with our parents, going back seven generations and clearing whatever the issue is or emotion or situation out of our DNA. And Ophelia was asking, what does generic mean? In a way, we don't even need the word that generic. Generic just means kind of a general thing. So we could just call this the multi-purpose seven generational clearing. That would do too. So don't, just cancel out that word generic. Don't even pay attention to it. So let's say I wake up and I have heartache. And so on this clearing page, right now, we've got it structured the same way that it always has been, but we're going to have some drop boxes put in, but for easier use soon. But in the meanwhile, we can all use this clearing right now the way it is. So there's a little box where you can type stuff in, clearing type it's called. And so we would put in there heartache. So you'd run the clearing just for heartache to begin with, right, Ron? And then you come back. And you do that again in relation to an alien life form that might be triggering or enabling us to feel this heartache or making us feel it, whatever, however you want to look at it. And Ron, you were saying you've picked these five main alien life forms that we deal with constantly, the octopus, black widow, squid, snakes, and jellyfish, which seems to be the more common ones.
Yep, that's correct. So you first run it for just normal usage to get it out of the DNA that you know that you're running now, and it's activated in this lifetime. How far back it goes is hard to say, but it may go back, the seven generations, as far as even a situation that you have. And then you need to look at it another way is, well, geez, I have this situation, but what if these alien life forms in me that are active are now awakened in my DNA, and they're bringing forth issues in my DNA for me to experience? But one happens to be like on a level of consciousness that is maybe a program, and the other one is something that's embedded in you, and that gets activated also. So there's two ways to kind of look at this clearing. And once you kind of catch on to what's happening, you realize that, they could be in me, spoon-feeding these alien life forms with energies from my past DNA and their storyline, and it's now sticking with you, staying with you, and also exasperating the problem that you're having now. So it's a way to get alien energies out of you. On a few calls, we have worked on doing like alien entities. We have did sections on those calls that we have on the weekdays, getting rid of alien entities. So these are ones that came into you from these life forms, or maybe from some type of energetic package that you're dealing with of energy from them. And they could have entities attached to, the energies that are in you that are squirming around. And they could be bringing in entities. So this is just a way to go a little deeper on a clearing. And it might be very interesting. You might find some relief. So let's do a quick clearing to give you a sample of this here. And kind of what's a good issue to pick on or to select there, Terry? Do you have anything that most people would have? Or why don't we have tell us something on the fast chat of an issue
actually,
that
we've had an email. We've had an email over at CLS Questions about being scared to death of snakes. And you've been talking about snakes as one of the five things that we can use this for. Somebody had a rattlesnake strike them last night. Luckily, it hit their shoe, didn't bite them. So maybe fear of snakes. We probably, most of us, have that to some degree.
Okay, so here we go. Fear of snakes. And if you have another a particular little crawling thing, maybe you don't like tarantulas and you like snakes. So just think of something now, and we'll clear that from you. Here we go. So this will be just like the standard seven-generational clearing, where you have a situation, an emotional situation of being afraid of something. This is the way the clearing was intended to be used. And now we're branching off into it so we can go a little deeper. Here we go. So I'll do the first generation clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, this is like a little sample. Online, it'll be a lot more complete. Next generation back. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next generation. Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 4, releasing this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's just the regular one. And now we'll go into your DNA that could be not awakened yet. But you got these alien life forms of the snake in you, or whatever type of situation it is that you're dealing with. And they're there, like I said, the little helpers to bring forth this energy and to also take away your life force energy from you, and then to activate the ones that come into you squirming around, to give them more of a food source. So here we go, and that's from you. So first generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is the alien life forms that would be attached and connected to your DNA. Want to make sure you understand that. A second generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And they could be living in that DNA, but I think they're probably dormant because it may not be activated. If it's activated, then they're probably hatching. Okay? Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm going to do something now for people that may have some type of physical situation. Anything that came up for physical stuff?
Heart condition.
Heart condition?
Uh-huh.
Okay, heart condition. Here we go. So 7 generations going back. This is just a quick one here again. So this is a standard one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, first generation. Second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that goes back, probably back to around 1800s, basically. So now we'll do the alien life forms. That would be another option for this clearing. Here we go. So first generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we would like callers tonight, if somebody could feel and sense the difference in the two different clearings. What is called the new one is like an option. And or people on the fast chat, if you want to type in what the difference was and how the second one may have benefited you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I don't know what I'm feeling, but I know I'm feeling the very first one you did. What was it? Snakes. Fear of snakes. I didn't feel so much when you did the regular one, but when you went to the alien stuff, I've got numbness going on around my cheek. I have funny feelings in the skin around my mouth. I've got some weird feelings in my hands and my arms and my shoulder, all on the left side. It's like feelings roaming around in my flesh. So, let's see. Bart said, I just jerked. What does that mean?
Okay, when you jerk, that means that this alien life form that's in you, in a sense, got extricated. It got released from you. And you're feeling it jerk as it leaves. Sometimes, if you're sleeping and you get a jerk, then they're coming in. But during the clearings, if you jerk, then they are leaving. So that's the way to understand what happens. just a body reaction. So let's hope that we get some callers calling in here. I'd like to just see what they have to say in regards to the alien life forms that are attached to their DNA.
Oh, I just jerked.
Yep, so we're getting some things out of people.
Yeah, Corey says he's seeing energetic snakes leaving him. Francis says back of neck and spine's tingling. Corey is saying layers of dormant snakes are coming out. And Janice says she's yawning with both the heart issues. Yeah, so the phone numbers, Cindy has posted them there on the fast chat. So for Station 1, if you'd like to call in and let us know how you're feeling, 888-627-6008 or area code 530-413-5011. Ron, when we were talking, I was saying if you don't know the alien life form, what do you put in? And you were saying you do need to put in an alien life form, and that's when you had said the octopus, black widow, squid, snake, and jellyfish were the main ones that we keep seeing all the time. And I'm just thinking about this heart issue and how the octopus wraps around our rib cage and so forth, and that probably is the one that you would want to clear with that, but maybe other things are hooked up. So should we just run through each of these alien life forms to do with our issue?
Well, I would first do the initial, maybe the first five, or you may know of one that you've been on the calls and you know, yeah, this one here seems to be with me all the time. It befriended me and I'm here and it likes me a lot. I can't get rid of them. So, yeah, that's what you want to do is one that you may know yourself. But the main ones are probably those five. If you have joint problems, and you know that would probably be the little caterpillars that are in there too, getting rid of those. But basically, those are the main five that we have been dealing with for a long time, and you may want to get them released from you. So just a way to self-empower yourself more to feel better. That's the whole process here, is to get rid of the corruption that you have. Remember, the light is, you know, the corruption is into, you know, the light that you are. So, you know, this is what happened, is that the corruption of mind energy came in and corrupted, you know, your light codes inside of yourself. So you have all these light codes. This is what we do when we go on the different calls. You get the new light codes put back into you. That's why you feel better. You get more spirit energy because your spirit can come into you when the densities are off. So your body, you know, was always perfect, and it's corrupted because the light codes are corrupted in you because of your ancestors and their beliefs that they have. Remember, they have a belief, and you have a belief, and the belief normally is some type of judgment or just information that you acquired. So that belief that you have is what's causing your problems from the past. Remember, it's just being separated from source energy, taking on an erroneous belief. Where in source energy, there's no beliefs. Everything is perfect. So you're just fragmenting yourself out, which is corrupting your light codes in your body. And the aliens attach to those things through your belief systems. And that's just kind of an easy way of stating this here. So this is another way you can help yourself to get these things released from you, because if you've been on the 8-hour calls, you definitely realize that you get a lot of these things, a lot of relief from these calls as they get released from you. Now you can go a little deeper on your own. That's why we're doing that. So it just goes deeper. And if you can't get on the calls on Sunday, then we have the alien attack page up. And that can also help you out. You may want to go into this clearing after that to benefit yourself also. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still having traveling feelings. It's mostly on my left side, which is interesting. So we did have someone sending over the question to clsquestions@yahoo.com asking if this is an unlimited clearing, and it is. You just need to get it the one time, and then you have those codes. just like you do on any of the other unlimited versions of clearings, and you can use it repeatedly. Gabe is saying, I noticed that a lot of illnesses are passed on from generation to generation. Absolutely, because you know they're in our DNA, and so we can use this clearing for that too, right, Ron?
Yes, you can. So that's why we put it up. Because remember, we have a lot of clearings on the website, and you know, each time somebody were to contact me saying, "Oh, Ron, I have this," then I'd put it up, and it seemed to be you know, okay. And after a while, I go, "I don't want to do any more clearings," you know. So that's why we put the special one up for special situations that's not on the website. You know, you could have something with tendonitis, you know. Is that covered on some of the clearings? Yeah, I think it might be in the body jumpstart one, but maybe not, you know. So you can go in there and maybe work with that. But remember, you got to get your whole lifetime emotional clearing first to get your slate cleaned to get more spirit energy. If you don't get spirit energy with you from your spirit in this lifetime, then you're going to have a hard time healing yourself. That your spirit comes first. So, you know, you can go in there after you do that clearing. So what I'm telling you is, like, if you're just listening as a newbie and you say, oh, I have tendonitis, I heard that now, and I want to go in there and do that clearing for that, I would strongly suggest not doing it until you do your whole time emotional clearing. You've got to get that clearing done first, and then you can go into it. You may even want to do some of the mind clearings to get rid of the mind matrix stuff, but I won't get into that too much. But you got to have the emotional one done first, and then go into the other clearings. There's recommended clearings on the website, and they're put on there because they are recommended, and that helps a lot of people. So that's the reason why we have them on there, to move you forward. And I'm sure most of the listeners here probably looked at a lot of them and probably even have done, you know, a few of those, if not all of them. But they are recommended because those are the ones that we're dealing with. The other situations on the website is a whole different, you know, a process and a byproduct of other things that happen here, like the, you know, the dark side practitioner clearing. That's another clearing that we have. You know, that's going a little sideways from stuff with you because other people are putting stuff on there. We have the curses, spell-type clearings. That's from somebody else doing something to you. And so these are things outside of yourself affecting you. We have the planet, the star clearing. That's something outside of yourself. So not only do you have what you're dealing with that's in your bag of tricks stored inside of your body, you also have stuff, you know, being put upon you through other people, places, things, including the grid line clearing. You know, who would think that the grid line that you're living on is causing you problems? Well, it is. You know, sometimes people get locked into a given location. They can't move. They can't get out of their house or they can't get out of their own town. I've seen people say, I've never been out of my town before. Hmm. Yeah, it's kind of strange. But, yeah, I've talked to people physically who said, yeah, Ron, I have not been out of my particular town. And I go, wow, you know. So this clearing is there to help you to move forward. And I think it'd be very interesting to, you know, get some comments on it, how people are dealing with their own issues and how this clearing being a more of an alien-based clearing, if you want to go into that second part of it. And we'll be just putting an option up for that, so it'll be a little easier for you. Instead of typing into the box, it'll just be another option that you can click on. But still, you know, you can use just the way it is, perfectly fine. And without any problem. But you do want to, you know, if you do have like tendonitis, we'll say, then you have to get in and do the specialty clearing for this lifetime. You want to clear out this lifetime's issue, and that would be where you'd go with that. Or like heartache, or maybe you're always breaking your foot or something like that, we'll say. You have a history of maybe a broken foot or a history of something, then that means that that's with you. So put that into the special clearing. And then from there, if you want to go deeper, then you go into the seven generational one. And then now you're able to go into the alien, these life forms in your DNA that's probably bringing it up and living with you, causing this problem too. And that's from your ancestors. So that it can go quite a long distance into the future to help you. Remember, all these things are with you more recently than from the far distant past. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. We've got some more comments. We've got people with itchy skin and feeling dizzy and twitching and saying that this is heavy and it goes really deep. A lot of people having reaction. My body is finally starting to calm down. So I'm thinking maybe, Ron, do you want to do another sample of this?
Yeah, sure. What is the alien one here? Just save some time. So I can do a couple of them, no problem.
Okay. Well, let's do, I'm trying to think of what the most common, we've done fear of snakes,
You said itchy skin. People could have skin conditions. Maybe their skin is flaking off, for instance. Maybe you have really dry skin. You don't know why. Okay?
Yep.
Well, let's work with skin, whatever that would be for you. So here we go. So this is the alien critters in your DNA. So 1, 2, 3, 4. And 5, that's first generation, second generation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, you can do this clearing many, many times for the same issue. So you may want to do it more than once. Right now, everybody, see how your skin feels. Does it feel lighter? Does it feel like it's shinier? Is there any more moisture in your skin? How does your skin feel? Is it softer? The proof's in the pudding here. So, if it's helped a little bit, you may want to do it more often. Maybe there's more critters in there that we're not getting out at the first time here. So I'll do another clearing here. I saw tendonitis on there. So we could do that since I mentioned it here. And then we want to do spirit integration after that. So, but here we go for tendonitis. First generation, remember these are the alien critters in your DNA that's causing you to have tendonitis. Okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. First generation, second generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And kind of move around a little bit, just see how your body's doing. Sixth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And seventh generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So what I was concentrating on when I was doing these clearings was mainly the octopus energies. Okay, I didn't specify that. So I'm just doing octopus.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now I'm going to do that. I'll do those last two with the Black Widow. Here we go. So Black Widow for skin. First generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whoa. Third, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, now we're going to do tendonitis with the Black Widow energies attached to your DNA. First generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now that should probably help all of you. I'll do one more here. I think I'm going to do breathing, because we all have to breathe. So let's first do the octopus attached to your breathing. This could be lung-related. It could be anything, dealing with breathing, okay? It could even be sinuses, your nose. We're just making it just very simple for breathing, a breathing situation. So this is the octopus energies. First generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we'll do the Black Widow energy for breathing. First generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Might be having a different taste in your mouth, possibly. Fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, if any of these seem to work for you, you need to go in and first do the special clearing to get the stuff out of you in this lifetime for that condition, unless you've already did something on the website that would deal with this one. Okay, that's the way it works. So mainly is to focus in on a situation that you're having. So you want to do this lifetime first, and then you do this one second. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, I'm feeling all of those. My skin's really warm and a bit tingly, and I see other people are having heat sensation with tingles. And actually, my ears now feel like they need to pop. There's like a buildup of feeling in my ears. I think that was when you were doing the breathing one that happened to me. JD is saying, he's seeing light, sparks of light coming out of his pores. I hope you're not a she. I'm sorry if you are. Brian's feeling a little bit sick. Oh, spirit integration, Ron. Need to have that.
Okay, so
for all this stuff that left us.
Okay, so we
in the space.
Let's go back to heart energies. Okay, heartache, spirit integration. So bring up the light bin on your monitor screen, everybody. And here we go, spirit integration. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then going back, which seems like about 10 years to me, I know we did...
Fear of snakes.
Snakes, yep.
The first one.
That one I've completely blanked out. It wasn't even...
Yeah.
So that's so snakes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Ooh.
We got, I think, tendonitis, right?
Yeah, tendonitis.
Okay. Spirit integration. Remember, you have to have your spirit go to that location to help you once we cleaned it out. Remember, all the clearings remove things from you. One thing that can bring you back is bring to you is your own spirit energy. But you have to get stuff removed or released in order to have your spirit integrate, because it can't. You're plugged up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we did...
Breathing.
Breathing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And skin.
Skin. 1, 2, 3. That one's heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay. Well, we're opening another can of worms up here.
Yeah, but we have a lid now to put back on the can with this clearing.
Yep.
So, okay, we've got people, other people itching ears, some people feeling this in their throat. I am, too, feeling it in my throat. Jared's ears just popped. I wish mine would. It's that feeling. I have that feeling when you're going up on an airplane and you're waiting for them to pop, but it hasn't quite popped yet. I might be yelling because I can't hear myself so well. Nibley has kidney areas. Had a lot of sensations on one of them. And Oscar's breathing is working better. Saying thank you. Now I'm having to scratch my neck. My neck skin's all itchy. This is really interesting, Ron. There's a lot of stuff getting released. Gabe's earlobes are really warm. So there's a lot of stuff going on with everybody's ears. Yeah, so we have about 8 or 9 minutes left on the show because we're going to end a little bit early tonight. Ron has another show that you can go to creationlightship.com to go check out on the radio icon buttons there on the homepage over on the right side of the homepage, just a tiny little ways down. You can click on that to get to the next show at the top of the hour. So, let's see, Ron. Yes. And now I wanted to remind everybody, this goes for every online clearing that you do, not the ones live with Ron on a show or on a conference call or on the intensive, but for anything that you do on your own through the website, you must plug in the name of it, name of what you did into the New Earth Transport Clearing. And I think Cindy's going to type that into the files chat again. We've got to remember to do this when we do all the online clearings. It's automatically done when we have clearings with Ron on conference calls, on shows like tonight, or on the 8-hour intensive. I have so much swooshing around in me. It's hard to focus here. I'm just refreshing the fast chat. So, Ron, can I hand it back for you for a sec while I just get caught up here on the fast chat? Because my ears are really doing a funny number, and I'm having trouble focusing for a second here.
Okay, so let's do something for, remember, we normally talk about the, everything is mind control, patterns, energies attaching to you, et cetera. So let's do one for the death barcode. So I'm sure most of you out there probably did your death barcode. So I'm just going to try this out here for that seven generational clearing.
Wow.
Just to see if somehow maybe you got some death hanging over you from your ancestors and these octopus energies are in there with their death barcodes from their life. Remember, you're living their life, so maybe their death barcodes are already compounding yours. So here we go. This will be quite interesting. You can see if you feel better. I would think if you'd feel better after this, so I hope. Here we go. Not you have more homework. So here we go. Octopus energy for death barcode. So first generation, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Second generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And seventh generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do the same thing for the Black Widow energies. Death barcodes from your ancestors, from these critters living with those death barcodes in you, in your DNA. Here we go. First generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second generation, this is the Black Widow energies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth generation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Well, I felt the first one in my jawbone and my teeth, but I don't think I felt the Black Widow, so I felt the octopus on the death barcodes in my jawbone and my teeth. Very interesting. Okay.
I'm going to do one of these. Remember, what I'm doing is just a sample of this here. So without doing a whole lifetime clearing, it may not be that effective, okay? So I'm going to do one for Candida. So here we go. Remember, if you have Candida, you want to do the special clearing for that to clean it out in this lifetime or to help you out with it. I always say it'll help you. It doesn't. Nothing's 100%. But here we go. So this will be with the octopus energies for Candida, first generation back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Number two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number three, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number four, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number six, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we'll do the Black Widow for Candida. That's in your DNA, and these things are living there attached to you with that. There are alien life forms in your DNA with an issue, okay? A situation, an issue. So Black Widow energies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's number one. Number two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number three, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number four, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number six, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And number seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Carrie, looks like our show is kind of coming to a close. Maybe you can mention the conference calls during the week and the physical body rejuvenation that we have on the weekend here.
Sure. So the intensives are starting up this coming weekend. So Saturday, Saturday the 13th is the four-hour ascension preparation call with 1 week's worth of water charging also. And then Sunday, the next day, the 14th, begins the eight-hour intensives where Ron is taking the living and dead and waste products, et cetera, of the alien life forms that we've been talking about regarding in regards to living in our DNA or getting triggered in our DNA. The eight-hour calls are where Ron takes out the ones that are actively living their lives in us, in our bodies right now. Those start on the 14th. They begin at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. They run for 8 hours. You can be absentee. You can come and go, or you can be on the call all day. And so that's the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th of this month, April 2013. And the four-hour one starts at 1 p.m., right, Ron? 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And that is a four-hour call on Saturday. That's just once a month. So if you haven't signed up for that, you still can through creationlightship.com. And, excuse me. And then, of course, there are the weekday calls. Ron did the Tuesday call today. They start at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. They're generally an hour and a half, depending on whether Ron has a show that evening. So Tuesday Tuesday is entities. I'm still a bit jumbled up in my brain here, Ron. What did you do today?
Yeah, today's was the Wednesday call. We did the water charge.
Oh, it's Wednesday. I'm sorry. Yes,
it's
a
Wednesday.
Day off.
And, yep. And the date is the 10th, April 10th, 2013. So the calls start on the 13th of this month of April. And the intensives. So I think this new clearing, which isn't really new, but we're actually expanding it out to get more mileage out of the clearing, we'll say, is very good. It'll be interesting to see what people are experiencing. So the Tuesday call is energetic cordings. Wednesday is
cording,
light shift healing with water. Thursday is the clone replicas of you being released and you feel better, getting back more yourself. And Friday deals with entities.
Yeah, okay.
The ghost energies that attach to you. And sometimes we do alien entities. So, we got a lot of this covered, people, and hopefully we can uncover more. And remember, just take one of these things to get away from you, or to get out of you. I guess that could be the same thing, but it might have different meaning. But once one of these things get out of you, man, you can feel wonderful. So, got lots of them. More than we would ever want to even think of or know about. But basically, we're here to help you to get more spirit energy with you, make you feel better. So, the show's over. So thank you, Carrie. And,
thank you, Ron.
You know, with the new clearing, you know, you can do just by entering into the box there about the alien life forms attached to your DNA. Just type it in there. Very simple. Then we'll be changing that over to another option for that clearing, which would be a little bit easier for you. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you later.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody.